live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Gregory Scott.
What a very good afternoon. Sitting in once again for DJ Phone on Q&A for today's edition of Q&A. Always an honor to sit in for the one, the only DJ Phone, who will be back for Thursday's show. But until then, you're stuck with me. And we're having a great show here tonight because, well, a lot of the program won't be me. We've got music on today's program. We are going to start the show speaking with Kristen Harris. She is a young country singer from Texas, the youngest person ever to be awarded the Western Music Association Entertainer of the Year. She won that in 2016 and 17, the only female to have won it twice, and she did it back to back. She plays Western Swing, and she will be joined by Miss Devon and the Outlaw for the Veterans Day show at the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center. And that should be one whale of a show. If you like Western Swing music, you like the music you get at the Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, this is a show for you. It's going to be high energy and a whole lot of fun. Again, that'll be Monday at 7 p.m. on Veterans Day at the Elks Theater. You can log on to PrescottElksTheater.com. To get your tickets, and a portion of every ticket sold will benefit the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. So that's a very nice donation. And then for the second half of the show, we're going barbershop. We've got the High Country Chordsmen who are going to be in the studio, and they're going to be talking about a concert that they are hosting. And that will be this Saturday at Prescott Mile High Middle School at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's going to be five acts in addition to the Chordsmen. So it should be a great program. You can get tickets for that online at evenbright.com. HMC18 evenbright.com. Telephone number 277-6954. So we're going to take a break. We'll get Ms. Harris on the line, and we'll get this show underway. You're listening to Q&A on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We're online worldwide at kqna.com. And we are back once again on Q&A. Gregory Scott sitting in for DJ Phone on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And joining us now via the telephone, we have Kristen Harris, who's going to be performing along with Miss Devon and the Outlaw at the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center for a Veterans Day show. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you have had quite a career in the short time you've had a career. I was reading some of the accolades and awards that you have won over the years. What's your rise to fame been like?
Well, it's really been a whirlwind. I can't believe, you know, how fast it's all gone by.
I'd say it's happened pretty quickly, huh?
It has, yeah. It's crazy because, you know, growing up, I never dreamed I'd end up being a musician or much less performing. I was a real, you know, shy, introverted kid, didn't grow up in a musical family or anything like that. So,
right.
But when I discovered, you know, I decided I wanted to learn to play guitar, and it was like I discovered my passion, and I've never looked back. It's just like I threw everything, whole, you know, into the music, and mm-hmm. That's where it's taken me. So,
yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. I was a shy person myself until I discovered the radio microphone.
Wow!
You put a microphone in my hand, and
story.
You know, you put a microphone in my hand, and off I go. And sounds like the same thing happened to you.
It is, yeah. It's really funny, isn't it? Because nobody believes me now when I say I'm really shy because I get up on stage all the time, you know, but it's different.
Yeah. Well, the only difference is I prefer to be behind the scenes when everybody's, you know, I go up on stage from time to time to introduce X, and mm-hmm. I get really nervous with all those people looking at me.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be hidden away in the studio, but you didn't start playing guitar until, what, 14 years old?
14, that's right, yeah.
Did somebody give you a guitar, or did you just decide to buy one day and take lessons? How'd that work out?
Well, I started with a borrowed guitar, and it was actually a classical nylon string guitar, but at the time I didn't know there was a difference. And it was because I had watched these old Western movies, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and I had horses then. And so I was kind of immersing myself in all things Western. Mm-hmm. And I hearing those cowboy songs and seeing them, you know, play their guitars on horseback and around the campfire. And I just thought it was cool. And so I decided I wanted to learn to play, and I got this little Hal Leonard book of cowboy songs, and it showed you the little chord positions up above the lyrics. And I would just set myself in my room and practice for hours. And
yeah, so you basically taught yourself.
Yeah, I was self-taught. And later I met some musicians out in Fort Worth, not too far from where I live, and I never had formal lessons, but I got to be surrounded by some good musicians and learned a lot just absorbing and watching people. I'm a real visual learner, so yeah, that was really helpful.
Well, how did playing transition to finally getting up on the stage? Can you remember your first performance?
Yeah. My first performance was just a little open mic thing, and it was there was an event going on in McKinney, where I live, called Roundup on the Range, and it was at the local event center, and I don't think they've ever done it again, but it was this Western event. They had a chuck wagon cook-off. They had a Western swing group, the Quaby Sisters, headlining the event, and they had this little open mic pavilion kind of on the opposite end of where everything else was going on, and I probably wouldn't have decided to go do that. I was stage fright like crazy, but I had several people talk me into it.
Right.
And I had a good friend at the time go with me, and I just got on that stage, and I had learned a whole bunch of songs and taught myself to yodel, and so I just did some songs on the open mic, and then those people, or there was somebody in the audience that said, you need to go to Fort Worth. There's some musicians doing that same kind of music. Check them out. And that was actually how I first met Devin Dawson, who's part of Miss Devin and the Outlaw. She was in Fort Worth. She runs this group called the Cowtown Opry, where she mentors adults and kids to play music, specifically Western swing and cowboy music. And she started, I went to the Cowtown Opry, and she started taking me to some of her professional gigs aside from the Cowtown Opry group. And so that's where I gained a lot of, you know, stage experience.
And I was checking out your website earlier, and you've got quite a busy itinerary playing at fairs and a lot of cowboy poets gatherings and festivals.
Yeah.
So you're definitely out there working it.
I am, yeah. I'm so really lucky to do that. But the last few years, this is what I've made a career of, and I've been staying really busy and traveling a lot and getting to see a lot of cool places, and so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing about being out on the road?
Probably I've met a lot of I feel like I have family all over the country.
Wow.
Because there's, especially within this genre, but, you know, you meet a lot of wonderful people that just kind of embrace you. You know, music is a great, I'm not too good, really, never have been at being shy,
right,
communicating, but music is just like it opens doors and it gets into people's hearts, and then you just feel this bond. And so I've met a lot of just really neat people, musicians and fans, and that's probably one of my favorite parts. But I've also seen some really cool, it's a great way to sightsee, right, while working at the same time.
Sort of kind of like being on vacation.
Right.
Except you've got a gig at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And, well, we certainly hope you continue with this. Now, of course, you're also, from what I'm told, a great writer. And we're actually thinking about being a professional trick writer.
Ah, well, yeah. So I do trick ride, and that was something I started about 3 years ago or so. And it's really just, I have done it professionally a little bit. I've gotten hired to trick ride. But I think of it more as a hobby, because music is my main focus, and the trick riding events like rodeos and things happen on weekends just like music events do. So it's kind of hard to really do a lot of both.
You can't ride in the morning and play in the evening.
It doesn't always work that way.
No.
But I have my own horses that I ride just for fun, too. And so the trick riding is lots of fun, though.
Yeah, folks, if you want to see Kristen and her lovely horses, just log on to her website. Just search her up on the World Wide Web. And she has a website where you can see what she does when she's not on the stage. Kristen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more. And as we go to break, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the show.
Awesome.
We've got the Evening of Western Swing, folks. It is Monday night. That is November the 12th. Starts at 7 o'clock. Miss Devon and the Outlaw and Kristen Harris. It'll be a celebration of Western Swing music. Plus, it's Veterans Day. And a portion of every ticket sold is going to benefit the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Prescott Post 54L. So that's a great donation as well. So
yeah,
let's give away some tickets. Caller number 3 at 445-8289. That's 445-8289. Caller number 3 gets a pair of tickets to Monday night's show. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Q&A on KQ&A, AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online at kqna.com. Thank you very much. We are back once again on Q&A on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, coming to you live from high atop Bullwhacker Hill here in Prescott, Arizona. And from McKinney, Texas, on the phone, we have Kristen Harris, who's going to be part of an Evening of Western Swing at the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center on Monday night. And we want to send congratulations out to our ticket winner, and that's Michael Dean. So thanks for listening, Michael. We appreciate it. And congratulations on winning tickets to the show. So make sure you say hi to Michael for us, Kristen.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. We'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
Well, we touched briefly on the folks you're going to be sharing the stage with, Miss Devon and the Outlaw. Tell us about those two.
Oh, my goodness. They are so much fun. So like I mentioned, Devon, really, she actually influenced my guitar playing quite a bit. She was, the style she plays is just one of the best guitar players I've ever known, rhythm guitarist. And when I saw her play, I knew that was the style I wanted to learn. And so she's just a fabulous musician. Both of them are so musical. And Jesse, or the Outlaw, who she sings with, they're, the two of them are fun, energetic, comical, oftentimes to watch. They have great harmonies, great Western swing songs and arrangements. So they're really just a lot of fun. And Devon has been such a big influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a really fun show.
Well, and of course, being Western Swing, I imagine it's fairly high energy. Tell us what people who attend the show are going to see.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of energy. Devin, I mean, people say she'd make a cup of coffee nervous. He's so high energy. And but she's like radiant on stage. It's lots of fun. And my performances are always very energetic. And like you said, Western swing, that's kind of the goes with the style of the music. So it's going to be a really just put a smile on your face kind of concert. And of course there's the, you know, we vary it a lot. There'll be a lot of variety in the different kinds of songs, but mostly in that vein of joyful Western swing and songs that we've written and in that same style, and a little bit of yodeling probably. And so
sounds like it should be a lot of fun. And folks, again, PrescottElksTheater.com if you want to order your tickets. You can also call the box office at 777-1370. Let's talk about songwriting just a little bit. I always ask artists how that process works for them. Do you just sit down and decide, I'm going to write a song today? Or are you out riding your horse and a eagle flies by and you think of a song? How does it work?
Oh, man. Well, for me, every song is different. But I wish I was one of those songwriters that could just sit down and say, I'm going to write a song today. Because if I could do that, I'd have written a lot more songs.
That's great.
But when I'm real, usually mine are a long process. I'll start a song and get maybe like halfway through it even real excited about what I've written, and then just kind of lose inspiration, and I put it away for a while and come back to it, you know, a couple months later and finish writing it then. And in the meantime, I'm working on a different song. And sometimes I write a whole melody that just comes to me, and I don't even know what the song's going to be about yet.
Mm-hmm.
And other times I have, like, a concept for the song. And so I don't think, I mean, I do a lot of my writing, like right just before I'm about to drift off to sleep is when I get all the best ideas. And oftentimes when I'm driving, I do a lot of songwriting. And so I kind of have to have like a little space of calm to really get in that mode. And that doesn't always happen when I'm on the road.
Right.
But, yeah, so I don't know how other songwriters do it, but it's kind of a hit-and-miss process for me.
Do you bounce your song ideas off of someone? You know, but.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's a must for me because I get so close to the song that I can't tell whether it's good or makes any sense unless I bounce it off of somebody else. So I got a couple people that I usually will bounce ideas off of as I'm in the middle of writing a song.
Yeah, I've read a lot of quotes from singers who will say, you know, I've got a verse two-thirds of the way through, but I can't figure out how to finish it. And they'll sing it for somebody, and that person will sing a line just like that. And all of a sudden, the song is finished.
that's nice when that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you definitely want to check this show out. Miss Devin and the Outlaw, Kristen Harris on the stage at the Prescott Oaks Theater this Monday night. You're going to be here. You've got some shows in California coming up. And then it looks like you got a full December.
I do. Yeah, usually December is my slow month. I get to slow down a little bit before Christmas, but not this year.
Apparently you are in demand.
that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be fun December.
Well, listen to some of these accolades, ladies and gentlemen. Two-time Western Music Association Entertainer of the Year. 2017 Pro Country, a Cowboy Country Artist Association Entertainer of the Year and Female Vocalist of the Year. 2017 Ameripolitan Music Awards Western Swing Female Vocalist of the Year, and two-time Western Music Association Female Performer of the Year. So not only have you enjoyed what you're doing, people are recognizing the talent that you possess. So that's got to make you feel very proud.
It's a wonderful, yeah. It's an honor, and you know, like you said, I enjoy what I do, and so I think when a performer is enjoying it, the audience usually is too. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we're all looking forward to your show, and we certainly thank you for taking the time out of your Tuesday afternoon
Absolutely.
To talk to us here on KQ&A. And I would encourage folks to check out KristenHarris.com. Got some great photos on there, including the I Voted sticker. You got that one, right?
That's from my Instagram, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, you got the Instagram feed. That's right. So if those of you who are up on social media, you can find Kristen on Instagram. And
Facebook.
And
yeah.
Facebook. And online at KristenHarris.com.
Yes.
So, folks, there you go. That is Kristen Harris, and we're looking forward to have her and Miss Devin and the Outlaw on Monday. That's November the 12th, 7 p.m., Elks Theater Performing Arts Center, PrescottElksTheater.com, 777-1370. And a portion of every ticket sold will benefit the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Prescott Post 54L. So thanks a lot, Kristen. We're going to get out of here with some of your music. I've got
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Got a little song lined up here. We want to congratulate Michael Dean once again, who won tickets to the show. And we thank you for giving us a call. And we wish you the best of luck on Monday night.
Thank you so much, Gregory.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Harris. Yeah, Kristen Harris, My Window Faces the South, here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 FM. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We will continue here on Q&A this afternoon. The High Country Chordsmen present the Best of Barbershop this Saturday at Mile High Middle School. We'll find out more when Q&A continues. Keep it right here.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Thank you very much for tuning in to Q&A this afternoon. A big thanks to Kristen Harris. What a great interview that was with the young lady from McKinney, Texas. Miss Devin and the Outlaw and Kristen Harris will be playing on Veterans Day. That's this next Monday, the 12th, at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center. Here's another show that you definitely do not want to miss, and that is the Best of Barbershop, presented by the High Mountain Cordsmen. That's going to be at Mile High Middle School, and that will be this Saturday, November the 10th, beginning at 2 p.m. They are going to have several groups on hand, and we're going to learn more about it. But we thought we'd start off this segment with some music. So we present to you the High Mountain Cordsmen.
Shadows are gone, breaking of dawn tells me that waiting is ended, is ended. Springtime is near, and soon you'll be here when all our heartaches are mended. I long for your fond embrace here, to see your sweet smiling face, dear. Jeline, I dream of lilac time. Your eyes, they beam in lilac time. Your cheeks blushing like a rose, yet all the while you smile, but nobody knows. Jeline, my queen of lilac time,
thank you.
Oh, well, that was awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Here in the studio, we have the High Mountain Cordsmen, and they just gave a beautiful song right there, and we'll hear them sing once again. And why don't we go around the table and have everybody introduce themselves.
I'm Rich. I sing tenor.
Hello, I'm Tommy. They let me sing bass.
And I'm Ed. I sing the wonderful melody part.
And I'm Sam. I get to sing the leftover notes, the baritone part.
Well, guys, we appreciate you taking the time to come in here today and talk about the Best of Barbershop going on this weekend. Tell us about the show.
Well, the show is this Saturday, the 10th of November, at 2 o'clock at the Mile High Middle School Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And we have a wonderful quartet coming up from Phoenix to headline the show. Intonation is their name. And Intonation is going to come up early in the morning, because in the morning we are putting on a Youth in Harmony workshop comprised of high school and middle school students from the Prescott area.
Really?
The quartet is going to, are they going to be the clinicians for that event and organize the young singers into a chorus that is going to sing a couple of songs on our show that afternoon. The show wow. starts at 2 p.m., and it'll go till about 4:30, about, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And then things really get good.
Uh-oh.
Because we're going to have what we call in barbershop an afterglow. It's a supper featuring Amanda's famous lasagna. Ooh. It's going to be held in the cafeteria at the Mile High Middle School. And all of the people on the cast of the show are going to sing again. Plus, any passing quartets who may have been in the audience for our show,
right.
they're going to get a chance to sing. So it's going to be a wonderful event, and it'll be about supper time anyway. So
right.
So we're hoping that a lot of the people who go to the show will decide that they want to stay a little longer and attend the afterglow.
Are you going to make them sing for their supper?
Well, some will sing, and others will just enjoy themselves.
Well, you've got a great show. You mentioned the featured quartet, Intonation. Tell us more about them.
Well, Intonation is a recently formed quartet down in the Phoenix area. They've scored very well both in division and international singing contests.
Right.
And we're proud to have them on our show. And they'll be coming up, as they say, to be clinicians for the Youth in Harmony event also.
And then, of course, we've got some other groups that will be there as well. Tell us what the rest of the lineup looks like.
Okay. I'm going to start at the bottom of the list here. First, I need to tell you about Antique Parts. The quartet that just sang that last song is Antique Parts.
Oh.
And we are almost famous.
Almost.
Almost.
No,
well, we're so almost famous.
Well, early in my radio career, my mother gave me a coffee cup that said almost famous on it.
Well, that's well, we are the proud recipients of the trophy for the Arizona Division of the Barbershop Harmony Society for the Seniors Quartet Champion this year.
Mm-hmm.
We get to keep that trophy one whole year. And not only that, we are the super seniors champs of the whole far western district of the Barbershop Harmony Society, which includes California and Hawaii and Nevada and Arizona and a little bit of Utah.
Well, congrats.
We're tops. As I said, we're almost famous.
You are it.
Yes. Yes. So
the new thing.
Yep. So we will feature, we'll get a chance to sing a couple of songs on the show. Other quartets from the chapter are Western Connection, and the Four Eds. Actually, we have four guys who happen to sing different voice parts, who organize themselves into a quartet, and they're all named Ed.
Yeah.
Now remind me.
They're clever.
What are their names?
Well, their names are Ed, Eddie, Edward, and somebody else.
Edwin.
Edwin, I believe
Edwin.
It is. Yes.
Yes.
Eduardo.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Yes.
Is this a barbershop and comedy show?
Apparently.
Yes.
The fourth chapter quartet that's going to be singing on the show is called Mountain Sound. Very nice quartet. And then we'll have the Youth in Harmony Chorus singing on the show, as well as the High Mountain Chordsman Barbershop Chorus, who gets to sing the most songs, I think.
Right.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And they won the most improved in last year's contest in the division.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
We sure did. Right.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show again, folks. That is going to be at Mile High Middle School this Saturday. Starts at 2. Tickets $15 each. You can order your tickets on the phone at 928-277-6945 or buy online at hmc18.evenbright.com.
One more thing. We have Danny Anderson, who a lot of you people will recognize as being a great performer in this area, and he's our MC and also going to perform on the show. So it's a bang-up show.
And definitely an entertainment event. Now, how did barbershop singing come about? Can you give us a little history of how that happened?
Well, we can only sort of assume.
It's kind of lost to history, as you say?
Yeah, so the singing must have started up at places where men would congregate, like a barbershop. Someone would start singing a nice melody, and before long, others would want to join in and sing a harmony part. We call that woodshedding a song. And so you would have two guys woodshedding, and then maybe three, and then maybe four. And then when there got to be four singers, the voice arrangements where the tenor sings harmonizing notes above the melody, and then the baritone sings harmonizing notes both above and below the melody, and the bass sings harmony notes below the melody, then you have the opportunity to get that wonderful barbershop chord and style of singing.
So the four was the right number.
Yeah, it's unique to America. It originated here and is part of our great tradition.
So the Barbershop Harmony Society, this is a lot of groups that work together. I mean, do you have like a barbershop conference every year where everybody gets together?
Yes. So there are chapters all over the country. Some places, metropolitan areas, have five or six chapters. A chapter is a group of singers who meet on a regular basis and learn songs and put on shows like our chapter does. And then the Barbershop Harmony Society helps keep us organized. Mm-hmm. They organize an international convention, several international conventions every year that feature contests for the quartets and choruses and also for youth groups. Youth quartets. So it's a pretty big organization, and we're proud to be part of it.
Do these competitions get serious?
Oh, they're very serious. Yeah. So to win the Barbershop Harmony Society Quartet Contest is a very, very high prestige item, and only the very, very best quartets have a chance even just to sing in that contest.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you coming in here to talk about the event. Why don't you go ahead and adjust your microphones again while I give people the ticket information. We'll get out of here with a song, as we want to thank Tommy, Sam, Ed, and Rich for coming in here. And again, you can get more information online at highmountainchordsman.org. And make sure you do not miss the show. It is Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Prescott Mile High Middle School. And so, gentlemen.
Okay. The name of this song is The Red Rose Rag. Oh, ring around the rosy and pinkle it a posy while you're doing the red rose rag. My honey, oh, down in the garden where the red roses grow. Oh, my, I long to go. Just love me like a flower, cuddle me an hour. Lovey, let me learn that red rose rag. Oh, red leaves are falling in a rosy romance. Bees hum, come now's your chance. So don't go hunting possums, mingle with the blossoms in the flowery, bowery dance. Oh, honey, moonshine on in June, and hear me croon this loving tune. Dream.
breeze and breezes sighing and crying it.
Lovey, let me learn that red rose rhyme.
Oh, honey, be sweet to me. My heart is free, but here's the key. Lock up the garden gate. Honey, you know I'll wait under the rambling rose tree.
Come on and
pick a pinky paddle for your father's pride.
Why don't you make
a burning muscle for your garden pride. Woo-woo-woo me with that wonderful wind.
Why don't you do
the dandy dance like Dandy Doodle-Doo?
Oh, ring your rosy round that red rose rack, that red rose rack. Oh, pick a pinky petal for your papa's pride, and pick a burning blossom for your budding bride. Ooh, woo me with that wonderful wiggle. Do the dainty dance like Dandy Doodle-Doo.
Ring your rosy round that red rose. Pick a pinky petal.
Bang a burning blossom.
Do the dainty dance. That red rose rag.
Oh, awesome. Very nice. Antique Parts, boys and girls. The High Country Chordsmen present the Best of Barbershop this weekend at Mile High Middle School. Find out more online at highmountainchordsmen.org. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Gregory Scott.
Oh, what a great show. I love it when we have music in the studio. Thanks to Kristen Harris. You can hear her in an evening of Western Swing with Miss Devon and the Outlaw. And that will be on Monday night at the Prescott Elks Theater and Performing Arts Center. Check it out online at PrescottElksTheater.com. And the High Country Chordsmen presenting the Best of Barbershop. That is Saturday afternoon at 2 at Prescott Mile High Middle School on South Granite Street. And you can get more information online at highmountainchordsman.org. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Q&A.
been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.